Oh my God, you should take this as being completely sincere.
It's time for Devil's Business.
Well, no, don't look at the condom. I swear it's full.
Welcome to the Devil's Business podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Jolly, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
I'm here with Nick, a.k.a. Alcohol Nick, and Aaron, a.k.a. Sofay. What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
We're doing the Faking an Orgasm episode, and before we go into that, let's go to the promos of the week. Nick, tell me the promos of the week.
Let's see. Wednesday is it? Hangovers?
We got Frisky Wizzy Wednesdays.
Say that five times fast.
Frisky Wizzy Wednesday. Frisky Wizzy Wednesday. Frisky Wizzy Wednesday. Frisky Wizzy Wednesday. Frisky Wizzy Wednesdays at Hangovers.
Wow. Patrick nailed it there. So, yeah, in case you didn't hear him, we do Wednesdays at Hangovers, Whiskey Specials, Fireballs. Thursday nights, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove's. Been going for 19 years, and we love it. Let's see. Going on to Friday nights, guest list over at Havana. Let's see. We also have Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. That's one of our big and upcoming parties. And then actually this Friday at Opera Atlanta, we have LA Riot. So go to the website, get a discount code, get cheaper ticket prices for that. And then once again, Saturdays, we got Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. And our upcoming Saturday, DJ Rimby, and it's a Sin City theme. So that should be fucking sexy. And then, of course, Sundays. Sunday, bro. Eggs Over EDM over at Rockin' Taco. That wraps up the week of events, gentlemen.
Fantasmic. All right, before we go into the Faking the Orgasm episode, I want to go into something that we've been calling amongst the group the Fictionary. And the Fictionary is a series of words that we've made up or phrases that we use to describe. Aaron, explain the Fictionary.
Well, the Fictionary was just, it actually came up because we keep using so many terms that I feel like Encyclopedia Britannica is ignoring. And I don't understand that they don't understand that English is a pliable language. They should take words from our Fictionary and stick them in their fucking wagnalls. I don't know what.
Fact fucking wagnalls. Well, like, Nick, what's your one of your favorite ones was Flared Up.
Oh, yeah, Flared Up. And, okay, that's not, like, a medical thing. We like, how many times have I called you up, Patrick, and been like, hey, man, you flared up? And you're like, fuck yeah, and I'm all flared up, too. Basically, that's all of our jingle, all of our accessories, because we like rings,
right.
We like
jewelry.
Necklaces. Jewelry, yeah.
We
so
call
like
it flare.
You can't go out unless you're flared up. And I'm like, Patrick's like, hey man, I'm here to pick you up. And I'm like, 5 minutes, gotta get flared up. And yeah. I mean, that's just one
gotta,
of our things.
Gotta have know? A flare up.
Yeah, for one out of every four people, that means something else.
We know that. That's why this is our personal Fictionary.
Herpes
now,
never
the,
goes
the,
away.
Probably the one that was in the submission into the Fictionary, the worst accepted one was gay sex. Aaron, explain what gay sex is.
Gay sex. And I don't understand why it's not universally accepted. Because we all poop. We all poop. And the thing is, I feel like sometimes guys get super weirded out by gay sex. And they're like over the top, you know, against it. Like, oh, God, gay sex is so fucked up. But the thing is, we sort of halfway have gay sex every time we take a shit.
About four times a day.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Jeez, man.
I eat a lot.
A lot of fiber.
Holy awesome. Crap. It's like a
seriously,
bathhouse.
Seriously,
I have regular being. I just got that. Sorry.
It's a water joke. Like I let it sink in a little bit. But yeah.
But every guy has gotten up out the toilet after an especially difficult poop. And turned around and looked and seen a Leviathan floating in the toilet. Like something that you cannot believe.
Came out of you.
Yes. It's,
and I'm sure that every guy's had the same thought when they see that giant thing. They go, oh my God, I can take that size penis.
We all have.
I birthed that butt baby.
Now, maybe,
oh my God.
I mean, I say that. I think every guy's done that. But I feel like every guy, at some point, you've looked at a giant turban. Oh my God, I could fit that kind of size.
That's
thing.
Exactly right.
Listen to Aaron say that. He'll come out of the bathroom and he's like, dude, I could take a 12-inch dick. I'm like, wait, what?
But the thing is, it's just one tiny little step from looking at your giant turd in the toilet to accepting it for what it really
because
is.
Because after you take a big poop, it's pleasurable. I mean, you almost
yes,
want to talk
right.
about it. So what you came out one day and you said, oh my God, I took a huge poop. And honestly, it felt so great. At least gays are half right. I mean, I don't know about the in, I don't know about the in thrust, but at least the out is great.
Yes, it feels fantastic. When it's coming out of you, that is really good.
Oh my God!
I only laugh because I feel it too.
Yeah, it feels so good.
I don't understand why people don't square that circle. We've all seen what can come out of our butt. That means that that could actually go back in our butt. So I imagine gay sex has to be like, oh, God, yes. Fucking no. Yes.
So, yeah. So the term having gay sex started being what we refer to taking public. Like, oh, I just took a very flaccid gay sex. Or but, I just had flaccid gay sex, which just means diarrhea.
Haven't we had other conversations like at the club? And then Aaron's like, oh, my God, I fucking took a 12-inch black dick today. And we were like, we all knew he was talking about taking a shit.
But it doesn't carry very well in a crowded.
Other people get all super weirded out about it.
I don't know why.
The newest entry, and the reason we decided to talk about our Fictionary on the show is because we have the newest entry that kind of got brought in yesterday. All the guys, Zach included, we all went to the Braves game. Nick is kind of known for not having like a weird response to hobos.
I don't mind them.
Shut the fuck up. Yes, you do. And we mentioned it in episode 23 of the podcast. We mentioned Nick's freak out on a homeless guy that was asking for change.
Yeah, at Christmas.
Right, it was on Christmas. And he like overstayed his welcome, and then Nick freaked out after...
He touched me, okay?
Where'd he touch you? Show me on the doll.
He tapped me on the arm.
Oh, that motherfucker! Anyway, but Nick has like this irrational response to homeless people. And we just kind of started seeing it, and we saw it kind of again yesterday. He kind of judged the guy that we were hanging out tailgating outside the Braves game. Mm-hmm. Gentleman comes up to us. He looks kind of old and disheveled, but he asked for a beer, which is kind of the first sign of a homeless person. That they're gonna
gave him the beer.
Or the first sign of a guy who likes to party.
Or he's out of beer and sees that we have a cooler O-beer.
That is right there.
But he had the guy had balls enough to ask for the beer, and you know Nick threw him a beer, and it was just... We all kind of knew that Nick has this, what we are now deeming hobophobic, and he has a hobophobia that we realize that Nick has a very short shelf life with them. That if anybody comes around too long and starts asking for things, Nick will finally shut down and just shut the whole party down real quick.
Yes.
Well, Nick gives him a beer. So we're all kind of in awe. Like, wow, Nick actually... He's grown a little bit as far as the homeless community goes, and he gave the guy a beer.
Yes.
And the guy, we start talking about football or baseball stats, and the guy was correcting our missed stats.
Yeah, he was right about every stat.
So this guy knew everything about baseball and what was going on, and we kept talking for a little while, and then I guess the couple was grabbing out cigarettes and stuff, and he goes, hey, man, can I get a cigarette? And that was
too many.
That was literally one toke over the line for Nick. He was just like, nope! Look, I gave you a beer, man. It's time to move along. Like, just shove off.
I was nicer than that, okay? When he started asking for everything, that's when, I had enough. And I said, and his name was Johnny. I was like, look, Johnny, we've enjoyed your company. I think it's time for you to get the fuck out of here.
Now, does everyone hear that?
Did you hear the way he just said that? Like, he just corrected mine, and he made it worse again.
But he thinks he made it better.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. So,
I gave him a beer.
But the thing is, like, if you, like, I guess Nick feels like someone is, like, verbally reaching into his pockets and taking things from him when they ask for something.
And he lashes out. He actually, it was so forceful that I was like, hey, man, I'll give you a cigarette. I've got a whole pack right here. And I handed him a cigarette. And right before he walked off, he looked at me and he was like, hey, man, I have a house just like you guys.
Yeah, he realized that he got misprofiled as the hobo. Now, to be honest with you, he was asking for things. So Nick has some sort of line of, must be a hobo. But, I mean, he didn't have, like, a dirty shirt on or anything. It was just a...
It was a clean shirt. It was red.
It was orange, but you're colorblind, so it's nice.
That was a really close guess.
Look, I tolerated him. I gave him his time. He overstepped his boundaries. It was time to go.
Nick, it's a human being.
A human being. My heart goes out to him, man. If any other instance, I would give him fucking whatever he needs. But don't bother me while I'm hanging out with my fucking friends. I give you a beer, and then you overstay your welcome. Get the fuck out, man. Shit.
That's what the sociopath says.
I'm not. It's a minor personality disorder. Hey, get it right.
Anyway, but those are the first submissions of the Fictionary. We're gonna get a full Fictionary up online on the devilsbusiness.net. All right, guys, let's fake some orgasms. Like, when I was going into doing this, I emailed all the guys. I said, hey, what do you want to do for the podcast? What do you want to talk about? And I was like, how about we do worst sex ever? And immediately Nick responds back. He goes, oh, yeah, I've done that. That's my Nick voice, by the way.
I know.
I've done that. I've had some bad sex. And then then I was like, or we could do, like, faking an orgasm. And then Nick replies back, oh, I've never done that. And immediately I'm starting to realize, yeah, probably the bad sex was on the female side of Nick's sex.
Yeah, exactly.
And the faking the orgasm was probably on the female side of Nick's sex. So
that is hearsay and conjecture, my friend.
Yeah, well.
He doesn't care enough.
I honestly think we should just find some ex-hookups of Nick's and just bring them in and have them tell stories. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. Like, my ego.
Sweaty meathead just on top of me just. That's enough. But immediately, Aaron kind of sparked to the whole faking the orgasm thing, and Nick's like, I ain't got a shit for this.
It's a phenomenon that exists, Nick.
Yeah, but I feel like guys faking orgasm is obviously probably more rare than the girl.
It doesn't get much press.
They don't write about it in Cosmo.
Now, I feel like girls only fake orgasms because they think the guy cares. Like,
yes. Yeah.
No, they want it to be over with.
Yeah, it's like, ah, okay, you proved your point. Let's just wrap this up.
It happens to Aaron all the time.
Oh, so now you got to start throwing stones now?
I have to. I got no stories on this. I want to feel better about myself.
Let's go to Aaron for the first story. And Aaron, you want to call this story, This McNugget Doesn't Get Dipping Sauce.
There are two situations in which a person, a male, is forced to fake an orgasm. The first one happened to me when I was a young fella, and I was working at McDonald's, and I had been a very good employee, and finally made my way to back drive-thru, and got the headset.
I'm guessing in the McDonald's world, the back drive-thru is the
super
position.
Easy. It's super easy. You just stand back there and take people's orders through the little speaker thing, and maybe fuck with them a little bit, and take their money. It's the easiest position at McDonald's. McDonald's is surprisingly hard work. I'm not cut out for it. Back drive through is super easy, but the thing is, you are connected through the little headset to front drive through person.
And that's the person that gives the food through the window.
Yes, and when there's nobody in the drive through, maybe you talk to them.
Fancy.
Because they're right there in your headset. Yeah, it's called radio waves. Google it.
Yeah.
The thing is, the shift I worked was very consistent every week. I worked a day shift. There was a girl that worked the front drive-thru that worked the same shifts that I did. She was a big old fat person.
Big old fat girl?
She was like a size 14.
She was, but she was pretty funny and seemed like a nice girl. And she was in the headset with me every day. And at that age, when you're working at McDonald's, your options are limited for dating. For some reason, people...
Chicks don't want to fuck you on a pile of buns.
It's not the sexiest position. Me and this girl were in the headset a lot. And finally, one day... started speaking a little, whispering a little sexual innuendo in the headset.
The courtship has begun.
I don't know why I did it. Yes, I do. And so she was very responsive. And one day after work, I took her over to my house and tricked her into giving me a blowjob. I feel like that's the correct word.
Tricking.
Like that was,
with you, I expect nothing less.
I'm not going to ask how you duped a girl into giving you a blowjob or... She felt tricked.
Implications, maybe, that you were actually interested in them. I tricked her into giving this fantastic blowjob. It was actually really good. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
And afterwards, I really just wanted her to leave, and she did. She just left. So I was like, man,
this is a great relationship.
That's right. This is working out perfectly.
Perfect
and
girl.
I was like, man, we'll just keep this party going. But there's a certain point when you're just trying to hook up with a coworker at your house while your roommates are gone and no one knows this is happening, finally the person starts picking up on this
they're
vibe.
Like, I've never met any of your friends. I always come over and give you a blowjob, then leave. Like, there's nothing going on here besides blowjob.
That's right. Am I pretty?
Sometimes,
exactly right.
Sometime probably the fourth or fifth blowjob, they start going, hey.
Yes. Yeah. Here's a tip. The best time to bring up the conversation about where this is going is right before blowjob number 6.
Yeah.
Right there. So I'm at a weak position. I'm like, hey, you're not ashamed of me or something. I'm like, of course not. Of course not. That is ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. I'm not ashamed of you. She's like, well, I was thinking that maybe today we could make love.
She used those words?
Yes, yeah, she used those exact words. We could make love. Now,
how does one do that? It's making love.
It's similar to making whoopee, but not as fun.
Is there penetration in making love? Because it just seems like it's too unicorn-y or something.
You're unicorn-y. Making love is what the girl does while the guy's fucking her.
That's right. So I realized I was in an impasse. In order to continue to get blowjobs from the heavy girl, I was going to have sex with her.
In the ball pit?
Ooh, that'd be
fun. Is that what you call your room?
The ball pit?
I love it. That's fucking funny, man. Sorry.
So I decide future blowjobs are worth a little acting. I was like, I can have sex with this girl. It's no big deal. It's not the first overweight girl I've had sex with. Not even the third. So
how overweight? Just thick or like
softball player? Like catcher.
Morbid.
Like catcher from softball player.
A couple bills.
Oh, you got a heffalump.
But don't worry. She was 5'4" at least. So it's not as spherical as you think. Really overweight. Really overweight. It was challenging. And so spherical. I was like,
I'm sure she's going to love hearing that she was referred to as spherical. Oh,
you don't know. Maybe.
God damn, Aaron, you're killing me.
Maybe she's got a couple memberships to LA Fitness now. You don't know. I was like, man, I can do this. I can do anything. I'm awesome. So I decide I am going to go ahead and go through with it. The problem is it was so difficult. Naked. She's surprisingly unattractive.
The McDonald's uniform was making it better.
There's something about
the McDonald's uniform was like a ball gown comparatively. No,
look, I get it. Okay, so you're getting a blowjob from a fucking porker, and you just keep your eyes closed, and you can just imagine her.
You can be anywhere.
But when you have to look where you're putting it, causes an issue.
It was a little different, and all of a sudden the dynamic changed. And as soon as I begin having sex with this girl.
No, making love to her.
Yep, I feel like that's what she was thinking about. In my head, I was like, wow, you know what? This is probably misleading, and I feel like I'm making a terrible mistake, and I'm not attracted to this girl at all. And the next step from this is her starting to tell people that she's my girlfriend or something.
Dating.
Meet my parents.
I was like, and the chances of having an orgasm are none. But there's no getting out of this. There's no stopping it. And so we've been having sex for, I don't know, 15 to 20 seconds. And I make the decision to just go for it. So I roll my eyes in the back of my head, and I kind of shake, and then I jump back. Like, oh, my God, I'm so sensitive. Don't touch me. And jump up and run out of the room. And I go in the bathroom, splash some water on my face. I was like, get your shit together. That was not very fucking good. It was not very good.
That was horrible acting.
I got back in, and I was like, hey, that was fantastic. But I don't think we should sell McNuggets together anymore.
Your exit line was, we shouldn't sell McNuggets together anymore.
She requested a manager to get a different schedule, so it wasn't as weird as I thought it might be.
Oh.
But sometimes you have to fake an orgasm to get out of a relationship.
My God. Wow.
I love it. We can't sell McNuggets together anymore.
I thought McNuggets were delicious. No longer will I order them because I will think about it.
I haven't had a McNugget in years.
You know what? You want to know what's crushing me right now? The fact that that's where we went with this. Last night, I finally broke down because we live right next to a 24-hour McDonald's. Uh-huh. It's the corner. It's the first store you hit. Yeah. First commercial property you hit next to the house. And I was leaving the house. And every time I leave the house, I have to drive past this motherfucker. And every night, you need to come home. And it's 4 in the fucking morning. And I'm driving past it. And it's a 24. And I see the line of people there. I'm like, oh, they're getting delicious shit. Last night, I broke down.
He got 20 of them. You know you did.
I got 20 McNuggets last night. It was the saddest thing. I'm sitting in my bed. I turned on some Family Guy on the YouTubes, and I was like, this is great. I sat there and just ate McNuggets, and now I'm sitting there going, fuck, ate so many McNuggets.
You didn't even know there was a love story behind that.
Do you want to go purge now?
Look, I don't know how far I'd have to purge to get those back up now. Oh, man.
I love you, Aaron. Well, you're like an you guys call me an onion. You're fucking deeper every time.
I have never called you an onion. There's no layers to Nick, okay? Yeah, there's not. I'm sorry.
I take offense. Why are you so quiet right now?
You don't understand onions.
Yeah.
They make you cry like I do everybody else. I get it.
You know what? That's way more of an apt description.
Is that the most like accurate thing I've said about myself finally?
Yes, that's
Fuck
very true.
You guys.
All right. I'll take the last story, and this one we're calling Dicktober. Hold on, I got to say that's smiling. Dicktober.
God, I want to know what it is. It's hilarious.
Hold on. Dicktober for Reeves? It's so fucked up.
Oh, Dicktober Reeves? Oh, my God. That is Tsunami? Holy shit. No, it's not Tsunami, but that's fucking funny. For all of our listeners, we're about to lose.
It's going
to
make more sense. It's going to make more sense of the story. Dicktober Reeves? It's going to make more sense when I get there.
I just love the name. That's.
I met this girl, and she's actually a really cool chick. So we end up going to her house one night, and things are getting kind of smooth. And she gives me a blowjob, and it's a great blowjob. I'm like, this is fantastic. I want to keep this going. And I mean, sex was still an option, but she wasn't gonna jump into sex. But blowskis, I'm like, shh, I don't mind keeping the blowski relationship going for as long as I can take it. Yeah. Well, a couple weeks later, I'm going back to her place, and at this point, I guess she's decided that it's sexy time, and she's got to get hers. And I'm all about it. Because at this point, I'm like, look, blowjobs are great. I want to see what the sex is going to be like if the blowjobs are so good. Well, we start having sex. And obviously, I put a condom on and stuff because she's all weird about it. She was like, you got to wear a condom. I'm like, but I'm allergic to latex. And she didn't buy the joke. And so anyway, we start having sex. And it is good. It's good sex. But I'm doing all the work. So I'm doing it the way I like it. And I start realizing I'm getting way too close to Valhalla that I need to let her. This is actually her sex at this point.
Baseball.
Right. I got to let her get hers. So I decide, all right, I'll get her on top. I'm getting too close. I'll let her get on top and let her do her own speed and find where her point is so she can get off. And then I'll finish up. She gets on top and she starts going to town and she starts doing the grinding thing, which is great. Grind's fine. That's what chicks do to get off.
Sure.
I've learned. And the thing is, at some point, she starts getting a little violent with it. Not like the punch me and weird shit. Like violent thrusting, grinding. Like she's starting to like snap her hips backwards.
Wow.
Violently.
Like, I know that,
and
man.
Quickly.
Ripping it off with her hips?
It felt like she was trying to snap it off at the roots.
Ugh.
Like it was starting to get.
So graphic.
And I'm like, ow, ow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's trying to break it off. She's trying to break my dick off right now. Like, I've heard the phrase, I'm going to break your dick off. She was trying to break my dick off. It's now starting to hurt. It's just now, there's nothing sexy about what's going on right now. I'm in pain.
You seem traumatized still.
It was a thing. And I was so caught off guard by this. And at this point, I'm sitting there going, I hope she gets off quickly because at some point, I got to go check for wounds. I got to check for...
Sure.
She's like, hurry up.
She finally gets off, which just made it way worse because almost like it crescendoed into this faster, this gyration. And I am in a lot of pain. And she finally gets done. And I realized that she goes, okay, now you. And I go get back on top of her. I'm like, okay, finally. We can just have sex again. I don't know what that was. But I was like, oh, sweet. I can get right back into it. And I start going into it. I can't feel anything below my waist. It was so violent for so long. I mean, it was probably only 5 minutes, but it was 5 minutes of just pulling. And at this point, I'm now doing my thing, and I can't feel anything. I feel nothing. I can see that I'm still up. But I don't know what's going on.
Sure.
And that's where the Christopher Reeves or the Dicktober Reeves comes in. And I'm literally just blowing in the straw and just hump. Oh. And at some point, and I'm like, okay, eventually I'll get back into the groove of things. It'll be great. And I'll finish. And we'll just wrap this whole thing up. I'm going for about another 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, we've been having sex now. At this point, coming up 20 minutes, which to me is a fucking marathon. That's
eternity.
That's epic.
That's the longest sex anybody should ever have. So I'm at this point, I'm like, okay, I'm at 20 minutes. I'm not gaining any more feeling or sensation down there. As far as I know, I'm fucking a pail of water because I feel nothing. she's wanting me to climax, and I am not anywhere near that.
Is she like at that point where like, come on, hurry up?
Yeah, she's like, are you close? I'm like, yeah, pretty close.
Is it good? Is it good? Is
I don't want to like? Lie to you.
You like that? I'm like, yeah, pretty good. And because in my head, I'm trying to think, where do I go from here?
It's average.
Exit strategy.
Yeah. Oh. So now I'm literally still thrusting, but I'm not. I've dropped the game. I'm like, okay, now I got to figure out how. Where's my exit strategy? How am I getting out of Kuwait and running for the border? So I was like, okay. I'll just do some like the whole move of some weird thrusting. I'll do some gyrations and make some slight moans and you know, grip her a little tighter real quick and then I'm out. I'm like, I have a condom. So she's not going to be like, you didn't finish off my face. as we all hope they say.
Yeah. That's what all girls love.
Yeah. They love that. Face, neck, and chest. That's what they want, guys. Don't fool yourself.
It stings.
It's so salty
not
and warm.
In my eye.
So... I just do, you know, a couple of weird thrusts, a couple of, and then I pop back up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to run to the bathroom and, you know, dispose of the babies.
Yeah, sure.
So I run to the bathroom and I pull the condom off and I'm sitting there going, I'm basically at this point, I'm just inspecting my penis.
Yeah, examining, make sure that there's like, no permanent damage.
Cause I thought I might have to go, like, what if she broke it? Can it be broken?
Maybe
it
can happen.
Yeah. I thought maybe she just snapped it over. And it's just all flaccid or something. And it's like, no, it's still rock hard, but I can't. So I ended up actually finishing myself off in the bathroom, which would have been the weirdest thing had she like
walked in,
just saw me just like hovering over the sink, going,
So she.
That's how I sound.
So she totally believed your high school drama rendition of an orgasm.
Wait, let me explain.
I don't see it coming.
I don't think. Because she goes, did you finish? That's why I realized my Oscars are going out the window. I'm like, I am never going to win an Oscar because I couldn't fake an orgasm. Because she was like, you finished? I'm like, yep, totally did. She goes, really? I'm like, mm-hmm.
Patrick's jerking off in the mirror like, I didn't even believe me. Are you fucking kidding me?
I was debating it. I'm like, okay, it's not going down. I have to finish, right? That was my whole thing. It's like, I got to finish. Because if I walk back in there, it's so hard. She's like, oh, you want round two? I'm like, no. Yeah.
And that Jesus Christ, I can't take it.
So I'm like,
that's in your hands.
I got to get, literally it's in my hands now to get this, the baby batter out just so Tiny Elvis would go back to bed. And what? And so I end up just plowing myself in the bathroom and then... It's like the weirdest thing.
No, you made love to yourself in the bathroom.
You know what I did? I did it. Rub my nipples a little
bit. Hey, man, I'm the best I've ever had.
Of course, there's nothing worse, though, when you occasionally catch eye contact with yourself in the mirror, like, oh, look at you.
I stare right in my own eyes.
I can't. I just look at myself like, you just look all red and sweaty. Like, this is your cum face? Oh. Like, I don't know. These saints that sleep with me, they're so nice. I can't believe that they're doing it because... I just look horrible.
Welcome to my life, my friend.
I look like those... Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, but it was just... It was bad.
Self-preservation is another reason to fake an orgasm.
Yeah, I just wanted to save my penis for another day.
He who
comes in the bathroom lives to come another day. That's that was the moral of the story.
Devilism.
Devilism. We got to write that down. That goes in the fictionary. This brings me to my favorite part of the show, the vent. Fuck.
Piss face. Cock, balls. Fuck. Cunt.
Cock, motherfucker. Goddamn, shut. Balls.
Segment. Piss face.
The vent is where we bitch about the shit that pisses us off. It's never racist, never sexist, or anti-Semitic, but it could be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. Does anybody have a vent for the week? I think, Nick, you wanted to bitch about insurance company that's fucking you over big time.
Healthcare. I'd like to rename them Kaiser Permanazis. Holy crap, they suck. If you're in the market for healthcare, go for anybody but Kaiser Permanente here in the Atlanta area. They fucking suck, man. Quick overview, like, so you know if you have a deductible, so you make a claim or whatever, and then they add everything up, they take out your deductible, and then they pay the rest, and you pay your deductible, you know, $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, whatever the fuck it is. So Kaiser Permanentes, here's what they do. every single claim you make is separate. So that claim goes against your original deductible. Oh, they don't cover it because it's, you know, you have to pay your deductible. Separate other claim. Like every little thing you do is all separate claims. It's not one big thing. So I broke my leg. So every little thing I do is a separate, like I have a $5,000 deductible. So every single little thing that they charge me for is on the $5,000 deductible that I have to pay. So no matter how.
They'll never get to the point where they have to pay anything.
The surgery itself costs, I have to pay like $2,500 because they actually covered the $5,000. But everything else, which is about $14,000 running total right now, is because every time they hit it, they're like, oh, you didn't go over your deductible. Oh, you didn't. I'm like, really? Every single little one goes a separate, like, fuck. Fuck you guys. And they never call. And oh, God,
they don't call. They don't write.
No, I'm supposed to have fucking physical therapy and they haven't called me for 2 weeks. I faxed them stuff.
No, insurance companies. That's what I'm going to vent about as well. Insurance companies. They've been fucking my pops and I over. We got my dad and I got in a car accident and my dad runs a carpet cleaning business. And I happened to be in the car with him and we slammed into an Asian woman. Surprise, surprise. She jutted out in the middle of the traffic. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. The cop shows up. We have two witnesses. She gets fault of accident. The cop says, you know, do y'all want to go to the hospital or anything? You need an ambulance ride? We're like, no, I think we're okay. My dad just kind of twerks back. He's like, no, I'm good. I don't need an ambulance ride or anything like that. We end up going, it costs us about $13,000 to get a new truck up and running, everything for my pops, get it up, and the loss of work, everything that went through. Well, they, Allstate is the one that's fucking us right now. They came back and said, well, we'll give you $4,000. We're like, well, yeah, but it cost $13,000 to cover all, you know, the price right. of the vehicle and all the shit we had to move and, you know, get the machine back in running order.
Oh, but our adjuster depreciated the value of this.
Yeah, and the van is only valued at $4,000. We're only buying the van. And we're like, well, we'll have the loss of work and shit like that. And it's like, you have to prove loss of work. Well, my dad's an, you know, independent owner kind of shit like that. Well, you, it's like to prove that is almost fucking impossible.
Yeah, no shit.
They will find every way to make it not a thing.
Yeah.
So finally they came back like, all right, we'll give you $6,000 when we resubmit. So we went to see a lawyer. The lawyer pretty much said, you have less than 50% chance of winning this. And even if, and for you to get back the lawyer charges and everything off this too, and the court fees,
you'll break even.
You
maybe
might,
no.
Yeah. You basically take the money they're offering you and leave.
Yep.
That's the best you're gonna get. So $6,000. So their person they're insuring fucked up our life to $13,000, and they're going to give us about $6,000 for it. Less than half.
Yeah, well.
That's what we're getting.
I see, hear Aflac now. That's all I'm hearing.
Fuck Allstate. And if you're an Allstate insurance person, come up and walk up, say you're an Allstate person. I'll punch you right in the neck. I don't even give a shit. I'll work my way up to the top. I'm like, hey, tell your boss, whoever you work for, tell him I'm going to punch him in the neck. And then I will find him, punch him in the neck, and say, hey, you find your boss. I'll get to the top eventually and start punching everyone in Allstate in the neck.
Dude, that's what I'm going through as well. It's because it's such a large corporation that
they do this every day. They fuck the little guy every day.
So let me talk to your manager. Well, they don't do anything. Let me talk to your manager. They don't do anything. And it's just all the way up the line. You're just like, it's just a big corporation that nobody gives a fuck. They're going to take your money and you can't get anything fucking done.
That's what they do. They do every day. They fuck a little dude and it's just pissing me off.
I feel like everything you guys know about insurance comes from watching their television commercials.
They seem so nice. The big black guy seems so nice.
I say, fuck you, Joe Boo.
Fuck you, Joe Boo.
The gecko said I was safe.
I like gecko. Look, gecko's been taking care of me for
look,
years.
Their object is to make a dollar. That look, I understand, you know, insurance, you know, car insurance and health insurance that you guys think
does
that's
Allstate
important.
Cover the Allstate buildings? Do they cover? They insure their own buildings?
No, they get somebody else to do that.
Well, because I was going to burn down the Allstate buildings.
Hey, Kaiser Permanente doesn't cover you visiting their facilities. I have Kaiser Permanente, went to a Kaiser Permanente facility. It had their name on the fucking building, and I got charged full price because my insurance from Kaiser didn't cover a visit at a Kaiser building. Thanks, guys.
Fucking bullshit.
Really?
Well, it sounds like you guys are really fired up about this.
What are you fired up about, Aaron?
Important things.
What are you
Your things
about?
Are silly. Let me tell you something that I think everyone can relate to, and it's important. It affects all of our lives. During the summer, I can wake up 20 minutes later than I can during the fall and in the spring. The reason is children. Apparently, children are a very big problem with the transportation systems in Atlanta. During the summer, everyone's drive to work is reasonable And we get there, and we do our jobs. The day fucking school goes in, the roads are fucking slammed. They have these big yellow buses. That's what I don't get. Right. And they are not the fucking problem. Don't be fooled. But for some reason, there's all these people out on the roads apparently taking their children to school because
the public transportation that
they want to put them on the fucking bus or something.
Well, or that they want better school, like school, so they like bus them way the fuck out of town.
Bullshit. I drive past the public schools all the time, and the carpool lane is just packed full of moms either picking up their kids or dropping their kids the fuck off, and they are slammed full. And I was like, you fucking cunt muscles. I was like, why the fuck are you not dropping? Why can't, they drive the fucking bus right past your neighborhood? Why do you have to do this shit?
Yeah,
you overbearing parent. This is where they're going to learn curse words. They need the bus to learn curse words and find good music that you don't approve of.
Yes.
I love how Patrick doesn't really have any emotion about this.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. This is something that affects us all, and I don't understand it. Put your kid on the bus. Your kid is not better than everyone else's. Put him on the fucking bus.
Oh, is this because you don't want, you don't want the kid to be bullied because he gets bullied on school bus? Guess what? Bullies make comedians. Okay.
Yes,
if you take
right.
away all the anti-bullying campaign, I don't fucking support it.
That's right.
I don't fucking support it.
Bullies make 30-year-old meatheads too.
Exactly. See? And we need your 30-year-old meathead doing shit, making the plate spin and shit.
It's the hobo's fault.
Yes, that's right. It gives character.
Yeah.
Gives
so character. I'm going to start a pro-bullying campaign. Like.
Yes.
See? Starting right here on Devil's Business. We're a pro-bully right now.
Yeah.
But
speaking of which, you need to shut the fuck up and give me your goddamn milk money, Patrick.
That's right. Like that. I'm going to give him my milk money because that's how this fucking world works.
Let's give him a swirly.
There's a hierarchy.
Swirly right now.
Swirly. You need to wrap this podcast up, B, because your head's going in the shitter.
You're all like the worst greasers ever. All right. Well, if you have anything you want to bitch about or anything you think should be submitted to the Fictionary, email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.